is the Kate Daly Show.
Important Friday show. A strange Friday show. I have a couple more points to make because I want to go full circle on this. Because some things dawned on me that I want to share with you. I would take yourself off the donor, the driver's license donor thing. Please don't do that. Tell your kids not to do that. Because in most states now, maybe all, most states, you as a family can't make that decision for them. Once that's on the, if something happens to them, if it's on the driver's license, doesn't matter, they're going to do what they're going to do. And they sure are in a rush. And I understand that they tell you they have to be in a rush because the organs are only good for so long. But I mean, they're going into hospital rooms like immediately and saying brain dead and we need the organs without even giving so much as an opportunity for the family to even discuss it, which really ticks me off, to tell you the truth. I've seen too many stories. This isn't good. Now, The Guardian 4 months ago did a really good job on talking about the thing that Dr. Paul Byrne, that I shared his comments with you in the first hour. They talked about the fact that it was in 1967 when the first heart transplant took place in South Africa, right? The world of medicine realized the use of a dead person's organs to save the life of another. Problem here is that that's not true. The Guardian did a bad job in that sentence because the person had to be alive. You can't take organs from a cadaver. Patients without brain function whose heart and lungs mechanically revived were ideal organ donors, okay? Because they're still alive. They actually did cite that the Harvard Medical School convened to examine what it meant for a person to have heart and lung function, but not brain function. See, this is where the lie is where they convened together to say this is what brain death is. And their objective, says The Guardian, was twofold: to establish uniform criteria to determine when a brain has ceased to function. Now ask yourself why they had to do that. Ask yourself that. Why did they have to have this criteria to do that? Why did they have to come up with uniform criteria to determine when a brain had ceased to function? Person dies, they die. But anyway, the second one was to provide the burgeoning organ transplantation practice with a clear source of healthy organs. Truth. That is true. At Harvard Medical School, Warwick, a physician there, said the Harvard committee spoke as much to the legal community as it did to the medical, keenly aware of just how far behind the courts had been left by advances in medical resuscitative science. Do you guys realize now how damaging the 60s was? What an awful decade that was for us, for freedom, for brainwashing, for everything that happened in the 60s. Do you guys realize how many times I have to go back to the 60s and go, well, this decade, man, it was on steroids. They changed everything for us. So now we're in a spot where they can't tell you when life begins. We all know when life begins. It begins at conception. There is no other point to which life begins. And now we don't know when death ends, when death is there. We are talking as much as what a baby is. And now they've done this to death too. We don't know when death is. We have to have Harvard get together to convene a lie to tell us when death is or isn't. So we've done this to birth now, and we've done this to death. And this has all changed in the last 60 years. And I don't know if we have really, truly realized that yet, that we are having a hard time now with both, and now there's arguments over both. If you're a living organism, you have to kill it to stop it from progressing, you're very much alive at conception. On the other hand, death, what is death? If they had to come up with a lie called brain death, we have a problem. And they did, to cover up crime. It's a crime. And Paul talked about that a lot. Here are some of his comments again.
Anybody would have predicted. I started to investigate brain death, and it took about 2 years till I understood the language of brain death. Brain death is a lie. It's alive. It's been told over and over again, so people don't even realize it's a lie anymore. But it's been alive from the beginning, continues to be alive.
Yeah, he's right. And that they have these people at the hospital, these people that rush right in to become your friend, to become very friendly with you, and say, I'm so sorry for you, and here I am to you know, bring some happiness to the situation so you can feel like you've served others. Ouch. What did he call them, Paul Byrne? Dr. Paul Byrne?
Transplants. They have a designated requester, and a designated requester is usually a very nice person who dresses nice and befriends the relatives. Can I get you a cup of coffee? Oh, I know this has to be terrible on you. We'll do everything we can to help you. And all of that is part of getting them indoctrinated to get their to get their organs.
And now a lot more drug deaths amongst the youth, like he said, the children organs, and then also 16 to 30. Think about how many drug overdoses are in that age group from 16 to 30. Is there a reason we're seeing a lot more drug legalization, right? And a lot more of the cases of drug abuse going up. We also have now euthanasia. Look at Canada. Look at all the euthanasia problems with trying to cast that out as a solution that you can choose along with organ transplant crimes. Can you see where I'm going with that? We are delving into a society that looks at those organs and not the life that's supporting those organs. That's the problem. If you have to start this on a lie, like Harvard did, if you have to come up with what brain death is and a term called brain death that was concocted, it was concocted in the 60s, late 60s. If you have to lie to do it, then something about this is very, very, very wrong. And if something happens to you and it says donor on your license, please take it off so that your family has an opportunity. Talk to your family about this. Have them listen to this show. Share this show so that people can make informed decisions about their loved ones or about themselves, telling your wishes to your loved ones before something like that is done. Look at that guy that said, I know my daughter was alive and I know she wanted to remain alive. She maybe could have healed out of that situation. They took her in very much alive and took her organs. That is enough to make my stomach turn. And I know it's enough to make your stomach turn. I know, a strange Friday show. Not very upbeat, but man, informative. And you know what? We need to be informed now. There's just no more messing around. We have to know these things. And when you realize how it's all started, ouch, something to be said for that. Please share this show. Everyone needs to hear this. And that was Dr. Paul Byrne, by the way, in all that tape earlier. Be faithful, be fearless out there in telling the truth. See y'all Monday on Eclipse Day.